Let's see. The goal of Yom Kippur can be summarized by a pasuk that we recite multiple times throughout the day. Of course, it's from the Kriyas HaTorah itself. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayar eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titayar. The single focus on Yom Kippur is to come lifnei Hashem. We send all of our Averos with the So'ir Lazazel El Eretz Gezerah, very far away. And as far as we're concerned, like the Se'ir LaHashem, like the Kohen Gadol, we want to go Lifnai V'Lifnim, we want to get as close as we can, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That image of our attempt to come Lifnei Hashem, and to purify ourselves so that we can come lifnei Hashem through this day, is a central image which forms the background and I would say even the foundation of Sefer Yonah. But one yediya, one prat in halacha that you need to know is a Navi who receives a nevuah and doesn't share it is chayev miso, not bidei adam. Bezdin doesn't come along and give him skila or srefa or hereg or chenek, but he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Somebody who is kovesh es nevuaso, David, a navi who doesn't share his nevuah, he's liable to die in the hands of heaven. What was Yonah? How would you describe Yonah? Was he a prophet? Was he a navi? Yes. Was he given a nevuah? Yes. Did he share it initially? He's a Navi HaKovesh Es Nevuaso. He suppresses his Nevuah. And therefore, what's the din? Chayev Misa De Shemayim. Now, do you think Yonah didn't know that? I find it very, very hard to believe that Yonah didn't know that. If he was a Navi, he was probably quite a Talmud Chacham. So if you have a Navi who's deliberately being Kovesh Es Nevuaso, what does that mean? What is he really choosing? To die. Do you know that no fewer than three times in Sefer Yonah, and we'll document it now, Yonah asks to die? So that age-old question isn't really even a question anytime. The age-old question, you know, why was Yonah running away? Did he really think he could run away from God? The answer is actually quite obvious. That's not the difficulty of the Sefer. Of course he wanted to die. The question is, why did he want to die? What was bothering him so much? And in fact, we don't have to guess at this because Yonah himself will tell us why he wants to die in the fourth chapter, the fourth and final chapter of Sefer Yonah. So all you have to do is pay attention and get to the end of the book. And you'll understand Eitan very well why he was choosing to be a Navi HaKovesh Es Nevuaso. Why he was choosing to force God's hand, so to speak, to kill him, right? Because what's the penalty? Misa bidei shamayim. God is going to put him to death. Well, why does he want to die? Okay, everybody follows? Navi HaKovesh Es Nevuaso is chayev misa. The overarching goal of Yom Kippur is to come lifnei Hashem. Gavi, why don't you start off reading for us? Vayhi devar Hashem. Ben Amitai lemor. In Ben Amitai, what root do you see? What's the shorish of that term? Emet. We're already being given a very significant hint that what is going to be the defining feature of Yonah's life? Truth. And not, for example? Falseness. Who said? Somebody just said something important. God can interact with the world through din, through pure justice, through emes, or through? Rachamim. Yitzchak. Standing. Yonah ben Amitai, what does Yonah want in this world? Emes, justice, din. How do we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is certainly Kael Emes. Hatsura tamim palo ki chol drachav Emes, this week's parasha. And at the same time, he's a Kael Rachum Mechana. So Yonah ben Amitai is given a nevuah. Gavi, what's the nevuah? Go ahead. Kum lechel Ninveh hoyer hagedola, a massive city. Ki al sara asam lefanai. These people deserve what? By Yonah's standards, they're wicked people. They're very, very wicked. Al sara asam lefanai. It's almost reminiscent of the language of Sodom. Zakas Sodom v'amorah ki rabba. Right? Very serious degree of wickedness. And so what should happen to them? By standards of MS, by standards of Din, by the standards of Yonah ben Amittai, what should happen to them? They should be destroyed. And instead, Yonah of all people is being given a mission that he's supposed to go and tell them to do what? To do tshuva so that they can get, not Din, but... Right, you come before the human judge, you murdered somebody, and you say, I feel badly about it. He's going to let you off? Of course not. You'd say, that's very nice that there's remorse. Maybe we'll mitigate your penalty a little bit, but, you know, I'm sorry. It's not good enough. That's not Din. That's not Emes. That would be Rachamim. So now you have Yonah ben Amittai, who's being given Yehuda a Nevuah, which appeals to Rachamim. So what's Yonah going to do? What would Yonah rather do than give this Nevuah, Yehuda? Not say it, and therefore... die, and by dying, prove that what? God is Din. How does Yonah think that he's going to force God's hand? If the halacha is that a Navi, hakoveshes nevuaso, a Navi who's not willing to share his nevuah, is chayev misa bidei shamayim, Yonah sets out on a one-man mission to prove that Hashem is really a kel emes. He says, you know what? I'm going to martyr myself for a very important cause. I don't want the people to think God is some kind of a softy. God is, you know, filled with compassion. If I go to Nineveh and share this message and they do tshuva, you know what's going to happen? Then God is going to be understood as a God of rachamim. Okay, just 1 second, Yitzchak. So rather, what would he do? He's going to be koveshes nevuaso and try to elicit misa bidei shamayim. And if he elicits misa bidei shamayim, what does that establish? That Hashem is? Kelemes. Next pasuk, Gavi, go ahead. Avi, follow along. Let's go. Mi lifnei Hashem. Vayakum Yonah livrach tarshisha mi lifnei Hashem. Why do I bold those words? The theme of Yom Kippur is? Lifnei Hashem titaru. What's Sefer Yonah about? How you have an individual... You have an individual, what? Ellie, what's Yonah doing? What's Yonah doing? He's running mi lifnei Hashem. He's making the opposite move of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is lifnei Hashem titaru, to move as close as we possibly can to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And Yonah isn't just running away geographically, but he's running away mi lifnei Hashem. Apparently he's not understanding something fundamental about Hashem. Something absolutely vital about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yitzchak.
I don't know, it sounds to me like he thinks that he wants to show the world that Hashem is held in and he directly disobeying what Hashem told him to do.
But through that, he's going to show that Kaddish Baruch Hu responds with Din.
He can't decide what.
That's what he thinks he's going to do. So let's see. There's a certain arrogance in it, I agree. But he wants to...
What was his reason?
He wants everybody to appreciate that Kaddish Baruch Hu is a kel emes.
Well, what if Hashem didn't want him?
That's where we're going. That's where we're going. Okay, very good.
He decided that himself.
That's the point. That's the point of the Sefer, as we're going to see. Yonah's understanding of God is the way that he understands the world. Yonah ben Amittai. He's a man of truth, and he thinks that's what God is. Pure truth, pure din, pure mishpat, nothing else. But already the Navi hints to us that in so doing, is he getting closer to Hashem? He thinks so. But he's actually going in the opposite direction. He's not getting lifnei Hashem titaru. What does it say? Mi lifnei Hashem. He's going further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayakom Yonah livroach tarshisha mi lifnei Hashem. Now, what's the story? What's the story that ensues? There's this very unnatural storm. And what have all the sailors come to realize? That Yonah's causing it. And when Yonah sees that the storm is happening, does he get nervous? No, what's he thinking to himself? Is this exactly what he wanted? Misa bidei shamayim, that God is going to send. After all, what do we say? Harbe shluchim lamakom. God has many messengers. So what's God sending to kill Yonah? So what does he do? He goes down to the most dangerous part of the ship, to the bowels of the ship, and he goes to sleep. He's prepared to die. And the Rav HaChovel, right, the captain of the ship, what does he do? He wakes him up and he says, Ben Adam! Malacha Nirdam! How can you possibly sleep? Who are you? Well, what in the world is... Ivri Anochi Veselokim Ani Yarei. I fear God. And Yonah is basically saying, I'm prepared to die. Take a look at the Malbim, for example. And his interpretation is obvious. He's a Navi Yaakov Eshes Nebuas V'Yishchai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So after, you know, there's this whole tumult and the people are trying, not yet the people of Nineveh, but the people on the ship, right? Kovi, they're trying to do what? What do the people on the ship try to do? You all know the story. What does he try? What do they all try to do? Try to get back to land. They each daven in their own way. Right? And yet the sea is still stormy and their lives are all endangered. So what does Yonah suggest? What's that? Throw me overboard! Just in case you missed it already, right? It's not too subtle. In other words, what's Yonah saying? Kill me, I'm a Rodef. I'm endangering all of you. You all agree that it's me. I'm a Rodef. Well, you have a responsibility to save yourselves and to kill me, right? This is really technically a Misa Bidei Shamayim, so that I can drown in the sea, which God caused, right? The Medrash says, all the other ships around, it was sunny and breezy and daylight, and in this one ship, you know, there was this unnatural storm. So Yonah wants to die, but Hashem keeps on foiling his plan. Because what does, of course, Hashem send? Vayiman Hashem da'gadol. So Yonah gets swallowed. Yonah gets swallowed. Okay? And does Yonah immediately daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him? How long does it take him? 72 hours. If you were swallowed by a fish, you'd start screaming right away. Why doesn't Yonah daven right away? What's the only explanation? Yeah, he's not interested in living. That's the whole point. He's trying to show that I can force God's hand. What's that? No, no. The only way that we know is, of course, through Nebuah. Because Yonah disappeared. He never came back. Everybody's going to realize that Yonah died. And that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least even privately, okay, at least even privately, he will establish that Hashem is a Kelemis. He'll force God's hand. That's what he thinks. But even privately, he'll establish.
Saying that what does it matter if he stays alive? People will think he died.
What's that?
His point was people should think he died.
Right, okay, but again, so he wants, but so he figures, you know, I'll wait it out and I'll die here, and that Hashem will have been forced to act not in Rachamim, but with Din, and that's what he wants. He's Yonah ben Amittai. Okay, very good. So, you know, it's really interesting. So Yonah, of course, is spit out. Then we get to the third parak, and Yonah finally goes to Nineveh. Now, what would you say about Yonah's appeal to the people of Nineveh? Does he put his whole heart and soul into it? So it says that the city was 3 days' journey across. 3 day walk. It's a huge city, Nineveh Ayir Agdola. Yonah walks 1 day in, doesn't even walk to the midpoint of the city, and does he really encourage the people to start doing tshuva? Right? Again, initially was told, Kum lechal Nineveh Ayir Agdola, kra leha. You should speak to it, right? You should, you know, you might say encourage it. So the pasuk says, Vayikra vayomar od arbaim yom v'Nineveh ne'apachet. She says, you have 40 days till you'll be sits down. Is he encouraging the people to do tshuva? Doesn't want any part of it. Lo mina v'lo miktsasa, not an iota of interest in their repentance, in their tshuva. Not an iota of interest in their repentance, in their tshuva. Nothing whatsoever. And yet the people engage in an incredibly sincere process of tshuva. The king, Yehuda, right, gets off of his throne. And he, you know, goes into a state of avelos, into a state of mourning. And, you know, the animals start fasting, not only the people. And it's like the most heartfelt description of tshuva that we have in all of Tanakh. Yonah's worst nightmare. So what does Hashem decide to do, of course? Pasuk says, "Ve'yanachem al kim al hara'ah asher diber." Not lasos la'amo. That's what we have in Sefer Shmos after the Egel Azav. But lasos lahem v'lo asa. God chooses to save the people of Nineveh. Now look at these incredible psukim. Ellie, this is the heart of the story. You ask yourself the question, why did Yonah want to die? Why did he want to be a Navi who's not sharing his nevuah and b'chayev misa b'dei shemayim, a Navi akovish his nevuaso? Well, the answer is in the first words of the Sefer, is Yonah ben Amitai. Doesn't want God to treat the world with rachamim. He's a man of pure justice, and he wants God to act that way. It's an amazing line here. Vayera al Yonah, the beginning of the fourth parak, ra gedola vayichalo. Yonah is incensed, he's enraged. Vayispalo Hashem vayomar. Ana Hashem! Yonah, who barely talks throughout the rest of the work, in Nineveh he gets five words out. Od arbaim yom v'ninveh nepachas. It's like he's almost mute. Now he cries out, Bekol Gadol. Vayispal Hashem vayomar ana Hashem halo zed devari ad hayosi alam rasi. This is what I've been saying my whole life. Al kein kidamti. This is why I was running livrach tarshisha. Ki adati, because I know you've got this bad habit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ata kel chanun v'rachum. Erech atayim v'rav chesed. V'nicham al hara'ah. God, I knew you might do this. Do what? Do what?
Have mercy on them.
V'ata Hashem, kach no es nafshi mimeni. Please kill me, I've been trying this whole time. Ki tov mosi mechayai. What does Yonah want? He says, God, rather than live in the world where you're going to be Mr. Softy, Mr. Kel Rachum Vechanun, do I want any part of this world? Gabriel, take my life. That's what the whole story is about. Yonah wants to live in a world of Ben Amitai, of pure MS. And Hashem is a Kel Rachum Vechanun, V'nicha Mal Hara. And he's about second chances, and sometimes third chances, and sometimes fourth chances. And ad yom moso achakelo, that I'm going to wait him for him to the very last day. Lo achbots b'misas harasha kim b'shuvo. God waits for them to return, not just Jews but Gentiles. Chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim, because each person is precious, Ezra. And Yehuda, we don't want to see anybody die. And Yonah wants to see justice. And he doesn't want to be part of this world. And Hashem's response is, Hayitev charalach? Is it justified that you should be so angry? And what do we know? What is the last image from Sefer Yonah? What has God sent to Yonah?
Like a leaf grows
a tree, right? There's some kind of foliage. And Yonah's thrilled. He has a simcha. He's in the shade. He's got his Diet Coke with ice. He's in the shade. He's looking good. And then what happens? There's a tolas, and it consumes the kikayon. And Yonah says, I can't take it anymore, God. Kill me. This is the third time. But Yomer Elokim al Yonah, the last source, Hayitev charalecha la kikayon. Ari, Yonah, you'd be so bent out of shape because you lost your kikayon, which you had for 24 hours. And Yonah says, yeah, heitev charli admavis. I'm upset enough to die. That's all Yonah talks about, wanting to die. Vayomer Hashem, so God says, Kovi. Atachasta la kikayon. You have such compassion on this little tree. Asher lo amalta bo, you didn't invest anything in it. Velo gidalto, you didn't make sure that it grew. Bin laila haya bin laila avad. What does that mean? Bin laila haya bin laila avad. Yeah, it's been around for about 3.5 seconds. Va'ani, Hashem says, lo achus al Ninveh ha'ir ha'gedola. And I shouldn't have compassion on a massive city filled with human beings, not just plant life. Asher yishba harbe mishtemesre ribo adam, that has far more than 120,000 people. Asher, that unfortunately did not know, lo yada ben imino l'smolo, forget about people, the animals as well, behema rapa. Hashem says, do you think, kavayachol, that I don't have compassion and a sense of being moved by the potential loss of men, women, and children? If there are thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands? You, Yonah, feel attached to a tree, and I shouldn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, have rachamim on human beings? You, Yonah, who did nothing, have no investment in this tree. You gave nothing to it. You benefited only. And I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara Nida says, Shlosha Shutvin Ba'adam, who gave each and every one of these people, Vaypach Ba'apam, Nishmas Chayim, that I breathe life into them. And every one of them is precious to me. And on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boy Olam Ovrim the Fun of Kivnei Maron. Each and every one of them passes before God. That He takes notice of each of them. He's attached to each of them. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalam Elokim. You want me to destroy them? You think that's who I am, Yonah? Because you're a Ben Amitai. Because you see the world that way. That means that I should be that way? And that's the end of the Sefer. Yonah isn't even given a chance to answer. You know what, Yonah? If you want MS, if you want it, I'll give it to you. You don't even deserve to answer me. But for as far as the world is concerned, I'm not going to be just a Kel MS, I'm going to be a Kel Rachum Mechanim. And that's what we have to understand on Yom Kippur. Be'es ne'ila sha'ar, when the chips are down. Lo al tzidkoseinu anachnu ma'plegdim tachuneinu lefanecha. Ki al? Lo al tzidkoseinu anachnu ma'plegdim tachuneinu lefanecha. Ki al? Rachamecha harabim. Said it now how many times? Do we think that we're staking our case on our righteousness and therefore on God's din, Yehuda? That, if God just, does the math, He'll see that we're really tzaddikim and chasidim and yesharim and we'll just deserve b'sev rechayim bracha v'shalom v'farnas atov. Or do we say, no, mi chamocha av harachamim zocher yitzurav l'chayim berachamim melech chofetz b'chayim. He wants us to live. We ask God for His rachamim. So even when you're getting to those waning hours of Yom Kippur, and you can't say, you know what, with all of the slichos, and all of the hanhagos of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and all of the vidui, and the tshuva balev, and the vidui bepeh, and all of the sincerity, and it is sincere, and you still feel, at the end of the day, Man omar, man itzdadak. What could I really say to justify myself? Ki choteu fosheya ani. Chazal gave us this story and said, Yonah, who was so intent on being the Navi HaKovesh as Nivuaso, a martyr who was going to die, Misa b'dei shamayim, to prove that Hashem is Kel Emes, what was Hashem's response to Yonah? Va'ani lo achos al ninve ha'ir agedola? Am I not a God of compassion? Yonah, your worst nightmare is exactly who I am. Kel Rachum Mechanun. And you know why he's a Kel Rachum Mechanun? Because not only did he create us, but he's invested in us. The Kikayon, Hashem says to Yonah, you did nothing for that Kikayon. And by implication and by contrast, Ariel, by implication and by contrast, Hashem did everything for us. Not just to give us life, but to sustain us. Hu borei u'manhig l'chol ha'beruim. L'chol ha'beruim! For all of us! Poseach es yadach u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon! He worries about our refuah. He worries about our parnasa. He worries about our families. He worries about us. The way that a father does for his children. He's an av harachamim. That's what we ask for. He's a kel rachum v'chanun. The very origins of Yom Kippur. The very origins of Yom Kippur. What was the first Yom Kippur? The day that we got a second chance. What did we get on Yom Kippur? The Luchos Hashnios. Yom Kippur be'atzmuso v'mahuso. In its essence and at its core, you know what Yom Kippur represents? A second chance. That he is nicham al hara'ah. That Hashem will not just destroy the Jewish people. Vayinachem Hashem al hara'ah asher diber lasos lamo. Psol lecha shnei luchos avanim karishonim. Moshe, I'm giving you guys another chance. The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, they come from that section of the Torah. Hashem, Hashem, Gael, Rachum, Rechanun, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed. So Yom Kippur is about. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, he could treat the world with pure din, and nobody would be able to say a word. Could we possibly say that we didn't deserve that judgment? Manumar, Manitzdadak. We have no defense left. But in those waning hours, we literally throw ourselves on Hashem's rachamim. We throw ourselves on Hashem's rachamim. And that's the story of what Yonah is all about. Yonah ben Amittai. And so, my friends, sometimes we see the world one way. And we expect that God should see the world that way. We think we're going to dictate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yitzchak, you pointed out so correctly. Yonah is a person for whom strict justice is the name of the game. And what does he want? He wants that Hashem should interact with the world that way. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to do it, then he's going to manipulate and try to create a scenario in which Hashem does bring about justice. I'm going to be a martyr. Navi Yaakov Yishas Nevuah, so Chayiv Misa, says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and that's what's going to be with me. And there's a lesson there for all of us. Just because we see the world a certain way, Yonah was Ben Amittai, he was a man of MS, and that's what he wants, doesn't mean that God is bound by that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond us. We don't get to dictate the parameters of how Hashem is going to interact with the world. Just because we may prefer something doesn't mean that he does. He is who he is. Ki lo machshavu say machshavu seichem lo derchechem derachai ki gavu shamayim me'aretz. Way above us. Yonah's essential mistake was to project the way that he understood the world onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem is beyond Yonah. Yes, he's a Kel Emes. Yes, Hatzur Tamim Polo Kichol Drachav Emes. But you know what's more fundamental than that? He's a Kel Rachum V'Chanun. And to our benefit on Yom Kippur, when in the end of the day, lo al tzidkosenu anachnu mapilim tachnunenu vanecha, it's not because in the end we think we're so deserving. Ki al rachamecha harabim. And those rachamei ha'av, the great compassion of the Father, is obviously stirred when we think about his relationship with us, his investment in each and every one of us. And with that, I wish you a gemar chasima tov.